This morning, let's turn to Hebrew chapter 11.
今天早上，让我们先把圣经打开，看希伯来书十一章第二节。
Hebrew chapter 11, verse 2.
希伯来书十二章啊，十一章的第二节。
And I'm going to read from Darby's translations.
我会读达比的翻译。
For in the power of these means the verse 1. In the power of these, the elders have obtained testimony.
第十一章第二节，古人在这信上，这信就是第一节所提到的，得了美好的证据，或者说做了美好的见证。
And Laura is looking for something from those elders recorded in Hebrew chapter 11.
所以神是在希伯来书十一章这里面讲到的古人身上得着了一些。
On every one of the elders, Lord has gained a testimony of faith.
在这些古人身上，神得着了信的见证。
And that is the subject of this morning, the testimony of faith.
这就是今天早上我的信息，美好的证据。
And Lord is looking for that.Testimony of faith from all of us.
今天神也是在我们每个人身上来寻找这个信的见证。
Let's read another scripture in Job chapter 1 verse 6 through 11.
让我们再来读一处，是在约伯记的第一章六到十二节。
Job chapter 1 verse 6 through 11.
约伯记第一章六到十二节。
Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. The Lord said to Satan, "From where do you come?" The Satan answered the Lord and said, "From roaming about on the earth and walking around on it." The Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job?For there is no one like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, fearing God and turning away from evil." Then Satan answered the Lord, "Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge about him and his house and all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But put forth your hand now and touch all that he has. He will surely curse you to your face."
有一天，神的众子来侍立在耶和华面前，撒旦也在其中。耶和华问撒旦说，你从哪里来？撒旦回答说，我从地上走来走去，往返而来。耶和华问撒旦说，你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有？地上再没有人像他完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。撒旦回答耶和华说，约伯敬畏神，岂是无故呢？你岂不是四面围上篱笆，维护他和他的家，并他一切所有的吗？他手所做的都蒙你赐福，他的家产也在地上增多。你且伸手毁他一切所有的，他必当面弃掉你。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you that this morning we still have opportunity to worship you and come before your presence.
亲爱的神，我们感谢你，因为今天早上我们还有一个机会来敬拜你，来到你的面前。
We thank you that you still leave us on this earth to be your testimony.
感谢你还让我们在这地上有机会成为你的见证。
And you want to obtain the testimony of faith.From all of us.
你愿意在我们每个人身上得着这信的见证。
We praise you because power and grace are in your hands.
我们感谢你，因为能力恩典都在你的手中。
And we look to that power and that grace for this hour.
所以在下面这一个小时，我们来仰望你的能力跟恩典。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告是奉耶稣的名。Amen.
This morning we want to use.This book of Job in the background and to consider an important matter.
今天早上我想用约伯记作为背景，我们来思想一件非常重要的事。
I believe that every one of you was shocked this week.
我相信我们啊，大家这一周都非常的震惊。
And therefore, there will be questions in your heart.
所以在你们心里面肯定有一些疑问。
I believe that we all have similar set of questions that need to be answered.
我相信我们里面的疑问都类似，都需要一些解答。
And those questions are not any different from the question in the heart of Job.
这些问题其实与当时约伯心里的问题没有太大区别。
Therefore, from looking into the heart of Job, and we can get the answers to our questions.
所以我们来看看约伯他心里面所经历的，就可以找到我们的答案。
But most important is we have to understand the context of this story.
但是更重要，我们需要先来了解他的背景。
What actually happened?Behind the scene.
在这个事情的背后发生了什么？
It started on a day when the sons of God come to present themselves to God.
这是发生在一天，就是神的众子势力在耶和华面前。
And Satan was among them.
这个里面也有撒旦。
The Lord said to Satan.
然后神就对撒旦说，
From where do you come?
你从哪里来？
And Satan answered to the Lord that from roaming about on the earth and walk around on it.
然后撒旦的回答是，我从地上走来走去，往返而来。
Then the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job?
然后耶和华就问撒旦说，你曾经用心查看我的仆人约伯
没？ But there is no one like him on the earth, a blameless and upright person, fearing God and turning away from evil.
在地上再没有人像他，完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
Oh, God was proud of Job.
神是为约伯而骄傲的。
God said Job was a testimony on the earth for him.
神在这里讲，约伯在这个地上是我的见证。
But Satan has a challenge for God.
但是撒旦就在那里挑战神。
Does Job fear God for nothing?
难道约伯他是无故的这样来敬拜你吗？
Why did Job worship you.
为什么约伯他敬畏你，他敬拜你？
It is because the blessing you have given to him.
是因为你给他祝福。
Have you not made a hedge about him and his house and all that he has on every side?
你岂不是四面围上，圈上篱笆来维护他的家跟他自己，并他一切所有的？
You have blessed the work of his hands and his possessions have increased in the land.
他手所做的都蒙你赐福，他的家产也在地上增多。
Satan was saying that the only reason that Job worshiped you is because you bless him.
这个撒旦对神讲的就是说，约伯他为什么敬畏你，是因为你祝福他，只是因为这一个原因。
But put forth your hand now and touch all that he has, he will surely curse you to your face.
你且伸手毁掉一切他所有的，他必当面弃掉你。
Satan was saying, when the blessing turns to suffering and the worship will turn to curse.
撒旦在这里说，如果这些祝福转成咒诅的话，这些敬拜就要成为弃掉神。
Satan challenged God severely.
在这里撒旦是非常认真的来挑战神。
Challenge God's right to be worshipped.
他挑战的是神被敬拜的权利。
He challenged God that Job worshipped you not because you are worthy, but because you bless Job.
他的挑战就是说，约伯敬拜你不是因为你所配的，是因着你祝福他。
If you take that blessing away from Job, Job will curse you to your face.
如果你把这些祝福拿掉的话，约伯会当面弃掉你。
Brothers and sisters, this is the central issue of the universe.
弟兄姐妹们，这件事是在整个宇宙里面最大的一个冲突。
Who has the right to be worshipped?
就是谁应该有权利被敬拜。
Therefore, God accepted the challenge from Satan.
所以神就接受了从撒旦来的挑战。
Behold, all that he has is in your power.
他说，凡他所有的都在你手中。
Only do not put forth your hand on him.
只是不可伸手加害于他。
So Satan depart from the presence of the Lord.
然后撒旦就从耶和华面前退去。
God accept the challenge from Satan and entrust the testimony on the shoulder of Job.
这个时候神接受了撒旦的挑战，就把他见证的这个重担就交在约伯的身上。
This is what's happening behind the scene in the book of Job.
这个就是在约伯记这个外面之后的背景。
There is a battle going on in the whole universe.
在整个宇宙之间有一个征战。
From the beginning of the time until the end of the time.
从创世以来一直到末了。
Who deserves to be worshipped in the universe?
就是谁在这个宇宙之间是配得被敬拜的。
It is a battle between God and Satan.
这个征战是在神跟撒旦中间的。
It's not about between Job and his friends.
不是关乎约伯跟他朋友之间的征战。
It's not between Job and God.
不是在约伯跟神中间。
Job is a testimony of God.
约伯是一个神的见证。
God wanted a testimony from Job.
神在约伯身上要得着一个见证。
And this testimony is who in the universe worthy to be worshipped.
这个见证的内容就是在这个整个宇宙里面谁配得敬拜。
Under all circumstances.
而且是在任何的环境下面。
Blessing or without blessings.
或者有祝福或者没有祝福。
And God has entrusted this testimony to Job.
神就把这个见证托在约伯的身上。
An entire universe was watching Job.
整个宇宙现在都在看约伯。
This is what's happening in Job.
这就是在约伯身上发生的事情。
And this is happening every day in our lives.
这也是在我们身上每天发生的。
The Lord has entrusted something very profound to all of us.
神是把一个很深远的东西来托在我们的手中。
It's the testimony of faith.
就是信的见证。
This testimony is whether the God is worthy to be worshipped under all circumstances.
这个见证的内容就是是不是在任何的环境下面神都配得被敬拜。
If under all circumstances we can worship God, then we will have the testimony of faith.
如果不管任何的情形我们都觉得神配得敬拜，那我们就得着这个见证。
This is what happened to every person recorded in Hebrew chapter 11.
这件事情也是在希伯来书十一章里面提到的每一个人身上发生的事情。
They were worshippers throughout their life.
他们在一生都是一个敬拜的人。
Good or bad.
有的是好的见证，有的是不好的见证。
Blessing or no blessing.
有的时候是带着祝福，有的时候没有。从神来的祝福。
Use with their life to testify God is worthy to be worshipped under all circumstances.
但是他们的生命来见证，不管在什么情形下面，神都配得被敬拜。
Of course, Job didn't know about this.
当然，约伯当时并不知道这些事。
Job had no clue what happened in the heaven.
他并不知道天上所发生的事。
The only thing that Job knew is on one single day, he lost all his sheep.All his camels, all his oxen, all his donkeys.
他只知道在一天之内，他失去了他所拥有的牛、羊、骆驼还有驴。
That's everything that he has.
就是他所有的一切。
He lost in one single day.
一天就都失去了。
Not only that, on the same day, he lost 7 sons and 3 daughters.
不光这样，在同一天，他失去了7个儿子跟3个女儿。
What went through Job's mind?
约伯当时心里会怎么想？
And what had gone through his mind may be similar to what had gone through your mind and my mind this week.
所以这一周我们思想里面所经过的，很可能就是当时在约伯心思里面所经过的。
The entire book of Job was a discovery of what had happened.
所以整本约伯记就是来启示到底发生了什么。
It's a conversation between Job and 3 of his friends on why did this thing happen to Job.
所以约伯跟他3个朋友所有的对话就在那里试着来发现为什么这些事情发生。
When we see good thing happen to bad people and bad thing happen to good people, sometimes our heart wanders.
有的时候当我们看到好的事情发生在坏人身上，坏的事情发生在好人身上，我们心里面就开始来思量。
We have a few questions in our heart.
在我们心里就开始有疑问。
Number one is life fair?
第一件事，这个生命是不是公平
？Why do the wicked live?
为什么这些这么卑微这么诡诈的人，他们有这么好的生活
？And become very powerful.
他们而且是有大的能力。
And the righteous suffer great loss.
但是有些好人却受了极大的损失。
Is life fair?
这个难道公平吗
？Second question.
第二个问题
why is God silent?
为什么神沉默呢
Job very much want to hear from God, but God was silent.
约伯当时很想听到神讲话，但是神却是沉默的。
We want answers, but we did not get answers.
我们希望得着回答，但得不着任何的回答。
Yeah, often there's a question, why God? Why is God silent?
有的时候我们经常要问，为什么神他沉默？
And then there are third questions.
还有第三个问题。
Why has God intervened?
为什么神不来干涉呢
？Isn't God powerful?
神难道不是全能的神吗
？Isn't God full of love?
神不是全爱的神吗
？Why didn't God intervene?
为什么神没有来干涉
？Why didn't God save me?
为什么神没有来救我
？So this is the third question.
这是第三个问题。
Number one, is God fair? Is life fair?
第一件事，神公平吗？我们的见到的生命公平吗
？Why is God silent？
第二个，为什么神沉默
？Why hasn't God intervened？
神为什么？第三个，神为什么不来干涉
？So this morning together we will consider these three questions together.
所以今天早上我们一起来思想这三个问题。
Is the story of Job？
我们是用约伯的故事。
First question is life fair？
第一件事，这个生命公平吗？
When suffering or tragedy comes upon good or innocent people, the first question in our heart is life fair?
当无辜的人，当一些好人身上经历这些苦难的时候，我们的问题，第一个问题，就说这公平吗
？There's no question that Job was a righteous person.
对约伯来讲，他是一个公义的人，没有问题。
Because God said that there is no one like him on the earth.
因为神都说在这个地上没有人像他
A blameless and upright man fearing God and turning away from evil
他是完全正直敬畏神远离恶事
And Job thought so too
约伯自己也是这么感觉
He said according to your knowledge I am indeed not guilty Yet there is no deliverance from your hand
因为约伯也这么说就说第十章第十七节约伯记十章十七节对不起他说你从力见证攻击我向我恼怒第十章第七节
十七节
应该是第七节。
哦，第七节。
其实你知道我没有罪恶，并没有能救我脱离你手的。
And Job look at the wicked person, their houses are safe, their ox mate without fail.
那我们看到，就是有些人，他们的牛羊都不掉胎，他们的生活非常的美好。
They spend their days in prosperity.
他们一生都是在这个强盛里面。
Therefore, in Job's heart, he asks, "Is life fair?"
所以在约伯里面，他要问这个。公平吗
？And Job has three friends.
约伯有三个朋友。
They knew the answers.
他们似乎知道答案。
They told Job life is fair.
他们告诉约伯说是公平的。
Because remember now, whoever perish, being innocent, or wayward upright, destroy.
因为他们说你们追想啊，无辜的人。有谁灭亡？正直的人在何处被剪除
？Therefore, his friends believe that life is fair.
所以他们的朋友相信生命是公平的。
If you are innocent, you will not perish.
如果你无辜的话，你不会灭亡。
If you are upright, you will not be destroyed.
如果你正直的话，你不会被剪除。
On the other hand, now Job, you suffer because you sin.
或者转过来讲，你现在这么样的受苦，是因为你犯罪了。
Because life is always fair.
因为生命总是公平的。
If you are destroyed, that prove only prove that you have sinned.
如果你遭毁灭的话，这就证明你里面有罪。
For this reason, Job argue and debate with his friends.
就因为这个原因，所以约伯跟他的朋友来争论。
Was Job right or was Job's friends right?
到底是约伯对了，还是约伯的朋友对了？
Remember that this question was asked in the New Testament as well.
大家要记得，这件事这个问题在新约也被问过。
When our Lord Jesus saw a man born blind.
那个时候，耶稣看到一个人生来是瞎眼的。
Is it fair to this man?
对这个人是公平的吗？
He was born blind.
他生下来就是瞎眼的。
He hasn't had any chance to see yet.
他还没有机会能看到任何的事物。
Therefore, disciple asked Jesus, who sinned?
所以门徒就问耶稣说，是谁犯了罪？
This man or his parents that he will be blind?
是这人呢，还是他父母呢，让他这样的瞎眼？
Obviously, disciple believed.The life is fair.
所以很明显的，门徒也相信生命是公平的。
This man was born blind. Somebody sinned.
如果这个人生来是瞎眼的，那肯定有人犯了罪。
Is this man or his parents?
是这个人呢，还是他的父母呢？
And Jesus said.
耶稣回答说，
It was neither that this man sinned nor his parents, but it was so that the works of God.Might be displayed in him.
耶稣回答说，也不是这人犯了罪，也不是他父母犯了罪，是要在他身上显出神的作为来。
In other words, the blindness of this person has nothing to do with this person.
或者换句话说，这个人他的瞎眼跟这个人没有关系。
It's not his parents.
也不是他的父母。
This blindness has something to do.With God's glory.
这个人身上的瞎眼与神的荣耀是有关的。
Jesus was saying to the disciples that there was something bigger and more significant than what we could see with our physical eyes.
或者耶稣对着门徒说，在这个人身上，在这个瞎眼的人身上有更大的意义，是我们肉身的眼睛看不见的。
What happened to Job is not about Job.
在约伯身上所发生的事情不是关于约伯这个人。
It is about that battle in the universe.
是关于在宇宙之间的这一场战争。
Who should be worshipped?
就是谁应该配得被敬拜。
But we must come to this question, is life fair?
但是我们还是要面对这个问题，就是这公平吗？
If it is unfair, will God do anything about it?
如果这件事不公平，神他会不会什么都不做，或者做一些事？
There is a story for a doctor in Paraguay.
曾经有一个故事是在巴拉圭有一个医生。
He was a dissident to the government.
他是在那个政权来讲是一个不同政见的。
And he often spoke out against their human rights abuses.
他经常在那里为着这些人权的不公平而来讲话。
So the one day local police took their revenge on him.By arresting his teenage son.
所以有一天当地的政府那些警察就来报复他，把他的那个青少年的儿子抓起来。
They torture him to death.
然后就折磨他一直到死。
It is unfair, right?
这是不公平，对不对？
This boy has done nothing wrong.
因为这个男孩子他没有做过任何的错事。
So it was a gross unfairness happened to this boy.
所以这是一个很粗暴的不公平在这个孩子的身上。
So in the boy's funeral, and the father decided to place the boy not in a coffin.
所以在这个孩子的葬礼上面，他的父亲决定不把他儿子的尸体摆在棺木里面。
Instead, put his son on the mattress that he used in the prison.
反而是把它摆在他在监狱里面睡过的床垫上。
And mattress soaked with blood.
那个床垫是被水被血完全浸泡过的。
He displayed his own son as it was delivered to him.
就是把他儿子的尸体被送回来的时候什么样子，他就把这个样子显在人面前。
The boy was scarred from electric shocks and cigarette burns.
这个孩子的身上有那些电击的伤痕，还有那些烟头的烫伤。
The father has chosen the strongest protest imaginable by displaying this unfairness to for all to see.
所以这个父亲他选择怎么样把这个不公平最大的表现出来，就是把他儿子的身体这么样显在大家的面前。
And this is exactly what happened on the cross.
但这件事就是在十字架上所发生的事情。
God the Father displays His own Son on the cross, whose body was marked with scars and wounds.
就在十字架上，神把他的儿子摆在上面，让我们都看到他儿子身上这些伤痕。
God exposed the violence and injustice of this world.
就把这个世界上这些暴力、这些不公平。显示在我们面前。
At once the cross revealed a world of gross injustifications.
这个十字架就是把这个世界这么的粗暴，这么的不公平，显在我们面前。
There was not a single person who is more holy and more blameless than the Lord Jesus.
在这个地上没有人比耶稣更圣洁，更加无可指责。
There was nothing more unfair than what happened on the cross at the Calvary.
在这个骷髅地十字架上发生的，没有比这更不公平的事。
Whatever thing you think about in your life that is unfair, it cannot compare with that with the Lord Jesus.
你在这个生活生命里面，你所接触的里面，所能想到的一切不公平，没有一件事可以跟十字架上的不公平来相比。
Maybe you are treated unfairly by your parents.
也许你被你的父母不公平的对待。
By teachers, by colleagues, by boss, by spouse, by children, by neighbors, by brothers and sisters.
或者被你的老板，被你家里的父母。孩子或者被你的那个自己的兄弟姐妹，甚至在教会里面的圣徒。
You're bitter about your life.
你为着你的生命在这里觉得苦读。
You are unfairly treated.
因为你被不公平的对待。
I invite you to think about Lord Jesus.
我现在邀请你来想想主耶稣。
At the cross, God has an answer to all unfairness.
在十字架上，神对着所有的不公平都有一个答案。
By putting all the anger, all the frustration, all the animosity on His Son.
把所有的愤怒、所有的挫折、所有的一切的这些都放在他儿子身上。
And display all those unfairness for all to see.
而且让所有的人都可以看见，明明的看见这样的不公平。
God's answer to all the unfairness on the earth.
这是神对着在这个地上所有不公平的一个回答。
The justice and fairness in life can only be addressed on the cross.
所有这个世界的不公平只有在十字架上才能被解决。
If we're bitter about our life, we can come to the cross.
如果我们对着生命里面、生活里面的事觉得苦读的话，你就来到十字架面前被对付。
Lord Jesus not only have answer to all unfairness, He will give us a resurrection life to overcome all the unfairness on this earth.
神不光让我们在生活里面遇见的不公平可以得着回答，而且给我们一个生命可以胜过这些。
Now let's move to second questions.
现在我们要来看第二个问题。
Why is God silent?
为什么神他沉默
？When Job lost all his oxen, donkeys, sheep and camels, and all his sons and daughters.
当约伯已经失去了他的牛、他的驴、他的羊、他的骆驼，还有他的儿女们。
And he arose and tore his robe and shaved his head and he fell to the ground and worshipped.
约伯他就起来，撕裂外袍，剃了头，伏在地上下拜。
All the tribulation did not take away Job's worship to God.
所有这些苦难没有把约伯里面的敬拜拿走。
Job's worship was not dependent on God's blessings.
约伯的敬拜不是根据神对他的祝福。
He said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return there."
他说我赤身出于母胎，也必赤身归回。
The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
And Satan did not give up.
撒旦并没有放弃。
Then he asked permission to attack Job's body.
这个时候他申请一个允许直接攻击约伯的身体。
He said to God, if you touch his bone and his flesh, he will curse you to your face.
他就说你且伸手来伤他的骨头和他的肉，他必当面弃掉你。
Then the Satan attacked Job with sword that boils from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head.
所以撒旦就去攻击约伯，击打他，使他从脚掌到头顶都长毒疮。
Satan even attacked his wife.
而且撒旦来攻击他的妻子。There,
his wife said to him, "Do you still hold fast your integrity? Curse God and die."
他的妻子这么对他说：“你仍然持守你的纯正吗？你弃掉神死了吧。But
even at this point, Job did not fail.
甚至在这个时候，约伯还没有失败。
Job said, "Shall we indeed accept good from God and not accept adversity?"
他说：“难道我们从神手里受得福，不也受祸吗？”
Job was not defeated at all.
这个时候，约伯完全没有被打败。
Job was not defeated by the loss of his belongings or even the loss of his sons and daughters.
约伯没有因为他所有的失去或者他儿女的失去而失败。
But Job was defeated when God was silent.
但是当神沉默的时候，约伯被打败了。
This is what Job said.
因为约伯这么讲，
I go forward, but he's not there. And backward, but I cannot perceive him. When he acts on the left, I cannot behold him. He turns on the right, I cannot see him.
因为约伯自己这么说， 只是我往前行，他不在那里；往后退也不能见他。他在我左边行事，我却不能看见；在右边隐藏，我也不能见他。Job
was okay to lose all those properties.
当约伯他的财产失去的时候，他还可以的。Job
was okay that he lost all his sons and his daughters.
当约伯失去他所有的儿女的时候，他也还是。
But Job had troubles when God was silent.
但是当神沉默的时候，约伯受不了。He
could not see God.
因为他不能见神。Therefore,
this question must be in Job's heart. Why is God silent?
所以在约伯心里一定有这个问题：神为什么对我沉默？
Brothers and sisters, this is the question we ask. Why is God silent?
这 弟兄姐妹们, 这也是我们经常问的问题, 神为什么对我沉默?
We have to go back to chapter 1.
我们需要回到第一章,
to understand what happened behind the scene.
我们来思想一下, 在这件事背后发生了什么?
There was a battle here.
因为在这里有一个征战,
the battle is the testimony of faith.
这个征战就是信的见证。
The battle is whether Job will worship God under all circumstances.
这个见证就是约伯能不能在任何的环境里面，任何的情形下面都敬拜神。
Was God worthy of Job's worship?
神是不是配得约伯的敬拜？
And this question can only be answered by Job and Job alone.
这个问题只能是约伯本人单独来回答。
If you want to marry some person,
如果你要跟一个人结婚,
and then finally you come to this conclusion, and you tell her that I love you,
最后你已经有一个结论，你说我爱你,
will you marry me?
你愿不愿意跟我结婚？
And the answer of this question belongs to that person and that person alone.
这件事情的回答是在对方，只有对方能够回答。
No one can help her to come to that conclusion.
没有人能够帮助她来回答这个问题。
It is her own decision to come to that conclusion.
因为是她本人的决定来回答。
This is the situation here.
这个就是我们所看到的处境。
The question is whether Job will worship God under all circumstances, including when God was silent.
所以这个问题就是约伯能不能在任何的情形下面都来敬拜神，甚至当神沉默的时候。
Therefore, this answer must come from Job and from Job alone.
所以这个回答只能从约伯来，只能从他本人来。
When Job arrived at the censer, then God obtained the testimony of faith.
当约伯能够回答这个问题的时候，神就可以得着信的见证。
Brothers and sisters, this is going on in our lives sometimes.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是在我们生活里面很多时候遇到的。
And this has happened throughout the Bible.
在整本圣经里面一直一直在发生。
You know, from God's promise to Abraham of a son until that Abraham got a son, there's a long period of time.
当神当时应许亚伯拉罕说从他要有后裔出来的时候，到他最后得着儿子，中间有很长的一段时间，神是完全沉默的。
25 years, God had not said anything to Abraham about the son.
在25年中间，神完全没有因着这个儿子跟亚伯拉罕讲任何的事情。
God didn't tell Abraham, stay put, 24 more years to come.
神没有跟亚伯拉罕说，你再等24年吧，就快到了。
God didn't say, go on, 15 more years.
神也没有说，差不多了，已经还只有15年而已。
God didn't say, Abraham, 5 more years.
也没有说，哎，只有5年了。
This answers.This testimony of faith could only come from Abraham.
因为这件事情，这个回答必须要由亚伯拉罕来，而且只能由亚伯拉罕来。
No one can help Abraham.
没有人能够帮助亚伯拉罕。
Otherwise, it is not a testimony of faith.
不然的话，这就不是一个信的见证。
God stayed silent for 25 years.
所以神25年保持沉默。
You think about Joseph.
想一想约瑟。
From the time he got the dream,
从他得着这个梦的意象的时候
，until the time he was elevated to a position,
直到他被高升到那个地位
，it was a long period of time.
这也是很长的一段时间。
God didn't explain to him why he was sold to Egypt.
神没有向他解释为什么他要被卖到埃及。
Joseph was would definitely feel a lot better if God said, Joseph, it's okay to go to Egypt. I had a plan.
如果神对约瑟说，卖到埃及没事的，我对你有一个计划，那对约瑟来讲不是好过多了吗？
It would feel a lot better if God said, Job, it's okay to go to prison.
如果神对约瑟说，被关在监狱里面没事的。
But God was silent.
但是神却沉默。
God didn't explain to Job what had happened.
神也没有向约伯来解释为什么这些事情发生。
Why was God silent?
神为什么要沉默？
Because God wants to obtain a testimony of faith.
因为神要得着这个信的见证。
Brothers and sisters, this is the reason God stays silent.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是神保持沉默后面的原因。
Do you believe that it's easy for God to stay silent?
你觉得神保持沉默是件容易的事吗？
God stayed silent for 3 hours when his own son was on the cross.
当他自己的儿子在十字架上3个小时的时候，这个时间神保持沉默。
He heard his son cried out, My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
因为他听到自己的儿子向他呼喊，我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
And God the Father was completely silent during those 3 hours.
但是父神在这3个小时里面完全保持沉默。
We all understand the suffering of our Lord Jesus on the cross.
我们都能够体会主耶稣基督在十字架上他所受的苦。
But who can understand the suffering of God the Father while he stays silent?
但有谁能够体会父亲3个小时他沉默里面所受的痛苦？
Therefore, the prophet Isaiah writes these words.
所以先知以赛亚是这么的讲。
In all their affliction, he was afflicted.
他们在一切苦难中，他也同受苦难。
In all the affliction of Job, God was afflicted.
在约伯所有的苦难里面，神也同受苦难。
In all the affliction of Joseph, God was afflicted.
在约瑟所有的苦难里面，神也在受苦难。
In all the affliction of his son Jesus, God was afflicted.
在他的儿子耶稣基督受苦难的时候，神也一直在受苦难。
Why God the Father endured affliction himself and watched his beloved son die on the cross?
为什么神要在那里沉默，忍受这些苦难，看着他的儿子在十字架上死？
Why was God silent?
为什么神要沉默？
God the Father was waiting for a testimony from his son.
因为神在那里等候，在他儿子身上有个信的见证。
God is worthy of worship under all circumstances.
就是神在任何的情形下面是配得敬拜的。
This testimony could only come from Lord Jesus and Himself.
这个见证一定要从耶稣来，而且只能从耶稣来。
Brothers and sisters, today is the same way.
弟兄姐妹们，今天是同样的。
God is looking forward to obtaining a testimony from all of us.
今天神在我们每个人身上都想要得着这样一个信的见证。
From you and from me.
从你身上，从我身上。
And when God wants that testimony, and that testimony can only be given by you and by me.
当神需要得着这样见证的时候，这个见证只能是由你、由我身上来得着。
And he has stayed silent.
神在那个时候一定要保持沉默。
No matter how painful it is.
不管那个痛苦有多大。
God wants a testimony.
因为神要得着一个见证。
Now let's come to the third question.
现在我们来看第三个问题。
Why hasn't God intervened?
神为什么没有干涉呢？
Isn't God powerful?
神不是大有能力吗？
Isn't God full of love?
他不是充满了爱吗？
Why couldn't God save me?
为什么神不来救我呢？
Before we got into this question, we need to step back and look at the bigger pictures.
当我们来看这个问题之前，让我们往后退一步来看一个更大的图画。
We know something is behind the scene.
因为我们知道这背后有一些事情发生。
You know, there is an unseen world, which is spiritual world.
有一个眼睛不能看见的属灵的世界。
And Job lived in a physical world.
约伯他是活在一个物质的世界里面。
He did not see what happened in the unseen world.
他那时候没有看见这些眼睛不能看见的世界所发生的。
But God who created the universe can live in unseen world and in the physical world.
但是这位创造天地的神，他可以在这个不人眼不能见的世界，也可以在物质的世界。
When God intervened in the physical world, we saw miracles.
当神每一次他进到物质世界，我们看到的，当他干涉的时候，就是神迹。
For example, Jesus used 5 loaves and 2 fish to feed 5,000.
比如主耶稣基督用过五饼二鱼喂饱了5000人。
That's intervention from the unseen world in the physical world.
这是从一个看不见的世界进到物质世界干涉的时候发生的事情。
And we saw many, many examples in Old Testament and New Testament.
在旧约在新约我们看到很多很多这样的神迹。
God separated the Red Sea.
神已经神可以把红海分开。
Stop the movement of the sun by 10 degrees.
神可以让日头停住，可以让这个日影往后退10度。
Jesus turned water into wine.
耶稣可以把水变成酒。
Heal a person born blind.
让一个生来瞎眼的人可以得医治。
Raise Lazarus from dead.
可以让拉萨路从死里复活。
This is the intervention from the unseen world onto the physical world.
这就是当这个看不见的世界干涉到物质世界所发生的事情。
And we often ask, why hasn't God intervened in my afflictions?
有的时候我们就在自己的苦难里面来问神，为什么你没有进到我这里来干涉呢？
Because God wants a testimony of faith.
因为神要得着的是信的见证。
If you read the Bible carefully,
如果你仔细读圣经的话，
you will realize miracles never produce testimony of faith.
你会发现神迹从来不直接产生在神里面的信心。
If miracle produced the testimony of faith, then Israel is most faithful person.
如果这些神迹能够产生信心的话，那以色列人今天就是一个最坚强的见证。
They saw 10 miracles in Egypt.
因为他们在埃及已经看到十个神迹。
They saw the Red Sea separated.
他们眼睛看见红海打开。
They saw many wonders in the wilderness.
他们在旷野里面看到许多许多神迹奇事。
Yet they do not have the testimony of faith.
但是他们却没有信的见证。
The multitude of Jews have seen miracle after miracle after miracle by our Lord Jesus while he was on earth.
当主耶稣基督在地上的时候，许多许多犹太人，他们一次两次多次的看到主耶稣的神迹，神迹又是神迹。
But the same multitude cry, crucify him, crucify him.
但是同样的这群人，他们就说把他钉死，把他钉死。
Why couldn't miracle produce faith?
为什么神迹不能产生信心？
Because miracles are temporal.
因为神迹都是暂时的。
It's not permanent.
这不是一个永久的事情。
It's a temporal expression of the spirituality.
这只是一个属灵实际的暂时彰显而已。
It's not a permanent testimony.
这不是一个永恒的见证。
It's not a permanent expression of God.
这不是一个神永恒的启示啊彰显。
So God is looking for a permanent expression of Him on earth.
所以神在这个地上现在要找到的是他一个永恒的彰显，永恒的见证。
God needs a miracle that the world can see all the time.
因为神要的一个见证是这个世界随时随地都能看见的。
This miracle is the connection between the unseen world and the physical world.
这个神迹就是在这看不见的世界跟物质世界中间这个连接。
And this ultimate miracle is the church.
这个至终的见证就是教会。
It's the body of Christ.
就是基督的身体。
The body of Christ is the miracle of all miracles.
教会在这个地上就是神迹里面的神迹。
Because the church is the body of Christ who lives in the physical world.
因为教会就是基督的身体活在这个物质的世界里。
Yet the head of the body lives in an unseen spiritual world.
这个身体的头就是基督，他现在是活在属灵不能看见的世界。
The church becomes the body of Christ is a testimony of Christ Jesus.
今天基督的身体在这个地上就是来见证基督这位头。
Therefore, you read the book of Acts.
所以当你来读《使徒行传》的时候，
Who was the actor?
谁是那些在那里好像演戏的人？
The actor in the book of Acts is the body of Christ.
哦，谁是在那里运行的？在那里运行的就是主的身体。
No. 你刚讲的是对的。
哦，谁在那里像一场戏，就是他的身体。
Through the body of Christ, by the power of Holy Spirit.Everything was happening in the time of Acts.
就是借着他的身体，也借着圣灵的运行，他的身体就在这个地上成为他的一个见证和彰显。
The acts of the body of Christ is the acts of God.
所以在身体里面的运行，这些我们所看见的就是主神他自己的运行。
The affliction of the body of Christ is the affliction of God.
所以在身体里面所遭遇的苦难也就是神他所遭遇的苦难。
If you persecute the body of Christ, you persecute Jesus Christ.
如果你来逼迫他的身体，你就是逼迫主耶稣基督他自己。
But why did I say this?
那我为什么提这些呢？
I haven't really answered the question, why hasn't God intervened?
我还没有回答这个问题，就是神为什么没有干涉。
But I must explain the body of Christ is the testimony of Jesus on us today.
我先要解释的就是基督的身体就是神在这个地上今天的见证。
If you look in the book of Acts, they face many, many challenges.
如果我们来看《使徒行传》，他们遇见许多许多的挑战。
Who responded to those challenges?
是谁来回应这些挑战？
The body of Christ responded to every single challenge by the power of Holy Spirit.
是基督的身体借着圣灵的能力对每件挑战来回应。
Then we have to come back to this question again. Why hasn't God intervened?
所以我们如果回到这个问题，神为什么不来干涉？
I want to turn this question around.
现在我要把这个问题转一下。
Listen carefully.
大家仔细听。
That was not a right question to ask.
这个好像不是一个对的问题。
The real question to ask is why hasn't the church intervened?
真正的问题应该是为什么教会主的身体没有干涉？
We know now, after Pentecost, God has entrusted His testimony to the church.
我们现在已经知道，从五旬节之后，神把他的见证是托付在教会的身上。
Christ intervened in this world through the body of Christ.
因为主耶稣基督借着道成肉身已经干涉到了这个世界。
Therefore, we need to change the questions here.
因为所以我们现在要换一个问题。
It's not why hasn't God intervened.
所以问题不是神为什么没有干涉。
Why hasn't the body of Christ intervened?
问题是为什么主的身体没有干涉？
Let me tell you a story.
让我告诉大家一个故事。
It's a real story.
这是一个真实的故事。
Story of a sister called Caroline Martin.
这个故事是关于一个姐妹，她的名字叫卡洛琳·马丁。
He wrote a book. The title was, I Can't Walk, So I Will Learn to Dance.
她写了一本书，书名叫做《因为我不能行走，所以我学会欢跳》。
You can get it on Amazon.
你可以在亚马逊上面找到这本书。
Sister Caroline is a very bright and talented and funny person.
卡洛琳姐妹是一个非常有智慧、非常聪明，也是很有幽默感的人。
But she was born with cerebral palsy.
但是她生下来就是脑瘫的。
She can't control her muscles.
所以她不能控制她身上的肌肉。
So she can't control her arms movement. So her arm would jerk up and down without any control.
所以她的手臂是不能被控制的，经常她完全没有意识，但是这个手臂会自己动来动去。
You didn't know how much muscle we need to speak.
我们也有的时候不了解，其实有好多的肌肉才能够让我们能够说话。
She can't speak, she could not speak normally.
所以她也不能正常的讲话。
She couldn't keep her head straight.
甚至她不能让她的头这样直起来。
Either slump to the left or slump to the right.
或者是瘫在左边，或者是瘫在右边。
She couldn't keep his mouth closed.
她也不能来控制让嘴合起来。
So she drools a lot.
所以她经常会流口水。
So people think he's retarded.
所以人看到她以为她是一个白痴。
But actually, her mind was sharp.
但其实她的头脑是非常聪明的。
Her mind was clear.
她的头脑非常的清醒。
But no one knows.
但没人知道。
She looked like a mentally retarded person.
她就像一个弱智的人。
So she was put in a home for retarded.
所以她就被摆在一个就是都是这些弱智的人在一起的一个家里。
For 15 years.
有有15年的时间，她就在这里长大。
But eventually she did manage to move out.
但是啊、不管什么原因，他后来有机会从这里搬出来。
And to live on his own, her own.
就开始自己生活，甚至自理。
It took 3 months for her to learn how to cook a pot of tea and pour into cups without hurting herself.
所以花了她3个月的时间来学怎么样来烧水倒茶而不烧伤不整伤她自己。
And she overcame and enrolled in high school.
她也胜过这些难处，甚至进了高中读书。
He graduated from high school.
而且从高中毕业。
And he signed up for community college.
然后他就进到社区的这些大学。
Everyone in the college thought she was a disabled person.
在这个大学里面的所有人觉得她是一个失常的人。
They could see her sitting in a wheelchair.
他们看到她坐在轮椅里面。
Painstakingly typing out notes.
在那里非常辛苦的在那里打字。
Few felt comfortable talking to her.
他们也没有人愿意跟她讲话。
Nobody understood her jumbled sounds.
因为没有人能听到她那个乱糟糟那些话到底在讲什么。
But Caroline persevered and completed a 2-year degree in 7 years.
但是她锲而不舍，用了7年时间读完一个2年的课程。
Then he enrolled in a Lutheran Bible college.
然后他又进到一个路德宗的大学。
After 2 years, one day, she was asked to address the student in a chapel service.
那2年之后，他就被要求在一个礼堂里面跟大家来有一个演讲。
So she typed out the final draft and asked her friend Josie to read it for her.
所以他就花时间把他的这些致辞写好。非常认真，然后让他的朋友周喜来读出来。
On the day of the chapel service, Caroline sat slumped in her wheelchair.
所以在那天那个礼拜的时候，他就瘫坐在这个轮椅上面。
On the left side of the platform.
他就是在讲台的左边这么坐着。
At time, her arms still jerked.
那个时候，他的手还是这么乱动。
And her head slumped to one side, almost to touch her shoulders.
然后他的头就瘫在一边，就好像差点要碰到肩膀了。
And a stream of saliva sometimes ran down her blouse.
有的时候，她的口水就一直流到她衬衫上面。
And beside her was Josie.
然后 Josie 她的朋友就站在她旁边。
And Josie read the message that Caroline wrote.
然后 Josie 就把卡罗琳所写的这个信息读出来。
And Caroline had composed that message centered around 2 Corinthians 4:9.
卡洛琳她那天的信息中心就是围绕着哥林多后书的4:7.
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels so that the surpassing greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves.
我们有着宝贝放在瓦器里。要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
For the first time, that the student see that Caroline was a whole person.
所以第一次，这些学生们突然看到，原来卡洛琳是一个完全的人。
Just like themselves.
就像大家一样。
Her good mind had always been inhibited by a disobedient body.
他这么美好的一个头脑，就这么住在一个这么不顺服的身体里面。
Her difficulty in speech marked her intelligence.
所以他这个外面不能讲话这件事，但是掩盖了他里面那么的智慧。
But on that day, the student can see through the body in the wheelchair and imagine a whole person.
但是那一天，这些人就通过这样的身体，通过这个轮椅，看到里面这个完全的人。
A perfect mind locked inside of a spastic, uncontrolled body.
就是一个这样完美的头脑，却被禁锢在一个这么不好的身体里面。
A perfect mind was locked in a vocal cords that fell at every second syllable.
就是这样一个完美的头脑，却被一个每一个第二个音都发不出来的这样的一个语言能力所限制的里面。
Why do I tell you about Caroline?
我为什么跟大家来讲卡洛琳的故事？
Isn't this the pictures of the body of Christ today?
这难道不是今天基督的身体一个图画吗？
Caroline has a perfect mind.
卡洛琳有一个完美的头脑。
But she was humiliated by her body.
但是因着她的身体她蒙羞。
In the same way, the head of the body is perfect.
同样的，身体的头是完美的。
But the head today is humiliated by the body who often disobeyed the head.
但是今天这个完美的头脑，就因着这个不顺服的身体，经常被羞辱。
The church today is like Caroline's body.
今天教会就像卡洛琳的身体。
We are obscure rather than convey the work and the message of our Lord Jesus.
我们应该传递主耶稣的信息跟他的工作，但我们却成了阻碍。
Therefore, the right question is, why hasn't the body of Christ intervened?
所以真正的问题是，为什么基督的身体今天没有干涉？
God has chosen the church to be His testimony.
神已经选择了教会成为他的见证。
God has fully committed Himself to the church, even risk being humiliated by the body of Christ.
神已经完全的把自己交托给教会，甚至有这么样一个危险，教会要羞辱他。
Brother and sister, can you imagine seeing Caroline in front of you?
弟兄姐妹们，你能想象吗？如果今天你看到卡洛琳在你的面前
，A perfect mind that is trapped by a disobeying body.
就是一个完美的头脑，却被围困在这样一个不顺服的身体里面。
May the Lord encourage us today.
愿意神今天来鼓励我们。
To see the cross is the real answer to all unfairness in the world.
可以看到十字架是对这个世界一切不公平的回答。
What happened on the cross is the ultimate worship by our Lord Jesus to God.
在十字架上就是主耶稣基督对着神那终极的敬拜。
We must follow the footsteps of the Lord Jesus as we face challenge today.
今天我们在面对挑战的时候必须来跟随基督的脚踪。
We come to the cross for strength.
我们来到十字架下面来得力量。
To overcome all unfairness in life.
来胜过在生命里面所有的不公平。
God is silent because God needs to obtain a testimony of faith.
神他沉默是因为他要得着一个信的见证。
Testimony of faith is declaring God is worthy of praises and worship under all circumstances.
信的见证就是不管在什么样的情形下面，神他配得我们所有的敬拜。
It is much more than the challenge we see on the surface.
这比我们表面看到的挑战要重要的多。
Are we willing?To be the testimony of faith today.
今天我们愿不愿意成为这个信的见证？
God has chosen the church as the instrument that will return all worship to Him.
今天神要用着教会作为器皿，把所有的敬拜要归给他自己。
In the first century, the body of Christ responds to all challenges by the power of the Holy Spirit.
在第一世纪主耶稣基督的身体借着圣灵的能力对所有的挑战都已经有了回应。
As we face the challenge today, we also need to respond in one accord.
今天当我们同样面对挑战的时候也要合一的一同来回应。
It's no longer why hasn't God intervened.
所以问题不再是神为什么不来干涉。
It should be why hasn't the body of Christ intervened.
问题是基督的身体为什么没有干涉？
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you for this time.
父啊，我们为这个时间感谢你。
As we face the challenge today,
当我们今天面对着所有的挑战，
we come to the cross.
我们来到十字架下面。
For the power and grace that's in your hand.
因为所有的能力跟恩典都在你手中。
We pray that this word will be of use by you.
愿意这些话语被你所使用。
To comfort us, to encourage us, and even to challenge us.
来安慰我们，鼓励我们，也给我们一个挑战。
So the body of Christ will be your testimony on earth today.
所以基督的身体今天可以在地上成为你的见证。
We give this word into your hand.
把这些话交在你的手中。
We give all our brothers and sisters into your hand.
把所有的弟兄姐妹们都交托在你的手中。
May Holy Spirit work in our heart.
愿意圣灵在我们心里做工。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。